This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Y'all sitting here laughing at this, but I'm going to give you the best watch you could possibly see when it comes to this dude, Rick Astley. He sat in, or they called him on stage, at a Foo Fighters concert.
Yeah.
And Foo Fighters, this is before Taylor passed, the drummer.
Yeah.
They played his two hits, and he sat there and sang those with this rock band behind him. And Dave Grohl brought him up going, this is the... And I can't say that.
Yeah, you can't say it. Yeah, right.
But Dave Grohl and Foo Fighters bringing up Rick Astley doing this song. Check it out on YouTube. It's crazy watch. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com is the website. Check out all the interviews from Monday to Friday or Saturday to Saturday, Sunday to Sunday if you want, on our station. They will be right there. And, of course, you can take us with you on the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on this morning. Are we ready to go over to England?
Yes, we are.
You trying to slide in here too, huh? All right. I was gifted this little bit of voice talent to use on you, Karen, as we say good morning to our sister.
Yes, family member.
See, if she's going to continue to laugh, I can't do it.
Yes.
But as I was going to break, I decided
spot
to throw it in.
Spot of tea.
Yeah, because you can't, it's not like a Beatles accent.
You can't do that from Wimbledon. No.
So you got to come up with a little breathy pomp and circumstance. British, what's the Queen, the royal family kind of thing.
Royal family.
Listen.
Well, speaking of royalty.
The King's English.
The King's English, that's right. That's right. Little breathy thing there. Anyway, Karen Pistana, tennis
player. Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Can we talk about something I think is a lot more interesting and really curious about your perspective on something tennis and Wimbledon related first, before we get into this mass unit that is the tournament or whatever's happening, who's left. Today, and talk about for the people listening that don't know, but tennis aficionados obviously do. This is the 50th anniversary of one of the most famous victories at that stadium, and that's Arthur Ashe.
Yes.
And talking about, his story and how he got there has been well chronicled. But what does his win and him as just a presence in this sport, what does that, because I don't think we've ever talked to you about Arthur Ashe. What is he to you?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What does he mean to me? Well, I mean, I was very, very little when he won, but I remember that day only because I have relatives in England, and I have these faint memories of my father being on the phone with one of my uncles while the match was going on. And back then, I don't believe Wimbledon was being shown live, so it was we saw it later, I guess, on tape delay. So it was, I was like, oh, you know what's happening and everything. And here my dad and my uncle are on the phone for, I guess, for most of this match. I can't imagine what the phone bill was. But
really, back then
you had to pay for long distance calls. Oh yeah,
you were playing the next
yeah.
I'm sorry, I just remember getting screamed at by my boy. Who you calling?
Yeah, I know it. You're on long distance. You know that's long distance.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And, you know,
Karen.
And this is England we're talking about. It's not like you're calling from New York to California
and
or whatever.
The time change too with all that. I can imagine.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But, I mean, Arthur Ashe, I think, means a lot to a lot of people, not just because of his play on court, but himself off court and trying to, in his own way, fight for equality. He was laid back, but passionate in his own way, but a quiet kind of passion. And that victory over Jimmy Connors 50 years ago, I mean, he totally changed. Of course, I've seen the match in its entirety since, because they replay it every so often. He changed his entire game specifically to beat Connors. He played in an entirely different way, which probably threw Connors off kilter, thinking, what is he doing? He doesn't usually play this way. And he went to such depth and whatnot that Connors himself couldn't believe it. But also on that day, of course, I learned this later, there was an issue between Connors and Ash because Connors, I guess, did not want to play on the Davis Cup team.
Right.
And because of that, he wasn't allowed to do something. I can't remember what it was. It was a thing with the ATP or what was then the ATP anyway. And so apparently Connors was suing the ATP, suing this, that, and the thing, and Ash was part of that suit. And walking on court, Arthur Ashe was wearing his Davis Cup jacket. In a way, kind of needle Connors, because here's Connors trying to file a lawsuit and saying, no, he doesn't want to play Davis Cup anyway. The things you learn afterwards.
yeah. And he eventually did play on the team with Arthur coaching. He and McEnroe played on the team. Actually, they played at the Omni here in Atlanta. I did get a chance to go and see that. That's the one time I was in the same room with Arthur Ashe. You won't say the same room, the Omni. That's kind of big. I live with 1,000 people. That's the one time I had a chance to see him in person.
I know you guys are going to do a deep dive into what's going on with the actual match, but I want to just put a cap on this because we were talking about this earlier, Karen, and it takes a second to remove yourself and if you're old enough to remember, but at least know that what these two people did. This is the only sport, and when he won, the top two players in that sport, male and female, were both known for what they did off the court as what they did on the court. And you have not seen that ever. You haven't seen it since.
But how ironically, their names are together in New York.
Yes.
How about that, Karen? right?
Yeah.
Billie Jean King,
true.
And of course, Arthur Ashe.
Mm-hmm, it's true. I mean, I mean, looking at the old Getty Images photos from the championship dinner from that year with Ashe and Billie Jean King, is, you know, just, you know, seeing them together with their trophies and whatnot and dancing. I guess they danced then. They dance now. But it's like so it's so, you know, historic. And yes, it's true. I mean, having you know, Arthur Ashe Stadium and Billie Jean King National Tennis
right.
Center. One thing I'm waiting for that I don't know will come, although there's a statue of Althea Gibson at the U.S. Open, mm-hmm. I'm waiting for one of those courts to be named after her, in all honesty.
Wow.
We'll see if that ever happens.
We will see if that happens.
Karen Pestana, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Of course, now for the rest of this interview, I'm going to be thinking about Arthur Ashe and Billie Jean King doing the bump. You guys want to talk about the tournament?
We'll talk about that. First of all, Karen Pestana, Tennis Panorama News, and she is social. Always follow her at Tennis News TPN, Tennis News TPN. Where do we go with this tournament, the carnage, or the humanity this week? What do you think about watching it this week?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, 23 of the seeds lose in the first round. At this moment in time, out of the 32 seeds on the men's side, 12 remain. On the women's side, 11 remain. Most of the top 10 on the women's side is decimated, and part of the top 10 on the men's side also decimated. It's crazy. The women's seeds right now for the top 10, there's only the top seeds left and the 7th and 8th seed. The rest of the top 10 is gone.
That is amazing. And you talk about, you know, for the, especially for the American on the women's side. On the men's side now, we still got a couple of the top seeds that are hanging around.
Oh, yeah. We've got the top two seeds left. And, of course, we have, we've got Djokovic, seven-time Wimbledon winner. You know, there are a few of them left. But on the women's side, there's only one former Wimbledon champion left, and that's the defending champion, Barbara Krejcikova. So if she loses, then Wimbledon's guaranteed to have a brand new women's champion.
Amazing, amazing, amazing stuff. Well, a lot of people here around here were disappointed. It was a rough day for our Atlanta folks on Tuesday. I said, man, all the Atlanta folks are playing, and boy, everybody went out, starting with Coco Gauff. Mistake to not stay in Europe after the French.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that had something to do with her problems on grass?
But there's some players that don't even play in between the French and Wimbledon. But historically, though, she has never gotten past the fourth round at Wimbledon. So I think in the future she'll need these extra grass practice.
Yeah.
I mean, usually if people do play a tournament, they'll play one grass tournament in between. But now the grass court season is extended by a week. So instead of the 2 weeks in between, it's almost a month. So I guess she's going to have to focus on the grass courts, because all the other, the hard court, the clay court, you know, no real issues with that. But grass is only basically a month, like 5 weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
It's hardly any time. Hardly any time to get any kind of groove or anything. And then when I hearken back to the Williams sisters, they never played any grass tournament after the French, except Wimbledon. So, you know, they were very special.
That's
so,
a little different.
You know,
they were a little different.
They were just a little different.
Yeah. You know, but that's kind of strange, though, that you find somebody having Wimbledon as that tough one. When you think about the four majors, it's usually the French, mm-hmm. and clay, right? And as she said, it's only five. It's like horse racing season, basically, grass court season.
Yeah.
It's about as long as that.
Yeah.
But most people, it's rare for me, as I think back, you know, for me following tennis is different than you two, but usually you hear about them having problems on clay, the top players.
Right.
And they're trying to get past that.
The top American players, the European players, is no big deal.
American players, and let's be specific, American men.
Yeah.
Have the issues with clay, but anyway.
Hmm. Yeah, but big disappointment when you consider on the women's side, we had American winners at Australian Open and at the French Open, and they're both out in the first week at Wimbledon. And that's an amazing thing. And the thing with Coco is that's where she kind of first got on our radar. She beats Venus at Wimbledon, right?
Beating Venus Williams. beating Venus Williams at 15 in Wimbledon. I mean, it's crazy when you think about it.
My train of thought just went. We were prepared to talk a little bit more this weekend about Naomi Osaka.
Yeah.
And we got right up to it. It was real close. And then she gets knocked out. And then I didn't hear her post-match interview, but it didn't instill a lot of confidence in the listener thinking, she's going to come back and be ready for the U.S. Open. I don't know what to think of where she is right now in her career.
I think she, in her post-match, yes, she was very disappointed in herself. And, of course, she's like, I've let people down. And for most people don't know that yesterday was her daughter's birthday. She turned 2. So she had that in her mind as well. She's like, well, grass court season's over, thank goodness, and she's to the hard courts. And maybe she'll regain some confidence. But, you know, she played pretty well to me. To me, she played pretty well, even though she wasn't, you know, knocked out in the third round. But better than she normally plays on grass. So she may be disappointed, but she should take some consolation in getting as far as she did.
I got to ask both of y'all.
Yeah.
You know, we got Joe Flacco in the NFL who got off the couch. Y'all seen pictures of Serena lately?
No.
I have not.
She looks like she's ready to go. She's lost enough. Mm-hmm. She's getting her body back. In other words, she's looked like an athlete again.
Yeah.
Now, mentally, mm-hmm. she might be in a state where she's just trying to look good after having a couple babies.
Well, yeah.
But people are talking about her looking like she could come back into this tournament if she wanted to, at least on the majors.
Nah.
It's worth a conversation. I'm just telling you, for those of us.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah,
she has so many other interests in her life besides, you know, tennis. I mean, whether it's fashion or even acting.
Here's the motivation.
Commercials where we're dropping microphones while we're driving big vehicles.
She got stuff going on.
But maybe there's something in her mind she wants to get past Margaret Court. All she needs is one more major.
I don't think she'd come back and play singles. If she came back for something, she might team up with somebody like Ben Shelton and play mixed.
Okay.
But that's true.
That's a thought about the
there
mix.
There you go.
About the mix.
Since the U.S. Open is doing this more exhibition-like mixed doubles thing, that's something that, who knows? You know how crazy it would be if she and say she asked, like, I don't know, Federer, hey, Fed, you want to play mixed with me in this tournament? We only have to play a four-game set or whatever, get to 4 or 5 or whatever they're playing, no ad. Mm-hmm. That's easy for them.
Yeah, you're talking now.
Yeah, I'm just telling you.
But not out on the singles.
Y'all need to get out there and take a look at it. First, she's crip walking at the Super Bowl for Kendrick, and then she's out there partying. Anyway, Karen, as always, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thank you again for being a part of our show and what you bring to it.
Continue to enjoy your strawberries and cream.
Yeah, and as I leave you.
No, thank you.
As always, say hey to your husband for us.
I will. All right, take care, guys.
Y'all take care.
All right.
I'm telling you, man, go look at a video. I'm sure there's something posted.
She wants to look nice. She's doing a lot of endorsements. She's making a lot of appearances, and so she wants to look nice.
Yeah, and she looks like she can come back and stomp on some of these ladies.
No, she ain't going to do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.